are good at.
GRWM Get Ready With Me is a new group exhibition showing at Room Gallery. The show brings together the practices of Aria McInnes, Kiani Refa, and Rita Takeuchi into an exploration of the performed self. The title of the show, Get Ready With Me, refers to the viral online video genre, Get Ready With Me, a trend in which the personal everyday rituals of individuals are performed and shared into a public platform and audience. Each of the artists reflects on these notions through their respective practices, analyzing the contemporary online behavior that surrounds them and its effects on everyday rituals and the navigation of their everyday life. Aria McInnes is a Tamaki-based artist and retailer who examines how sincerity is staged across personal and private life within consumer culture through a practice of sculptural installation. Within Get Ready With Me, McInnes displays an installation of an at-home gym, producing a mixture of found and fabricated campy gym equipment that shifts the gallery space into a set-like stage of self-improvement. Rita Takeuchi is a Tamaki-based artist who produces beautiful oil paintings that seek to delve into the exploration of the diaristic everyday, reframing the typically overlooked mundane and pulling it into a place of meditative reflection to be remembered. I caught up with Aria and Rita, two of the artists showing work within Get Ready With Me, about the show and their overall practices.
My name is Aria McInnes, and I am a installation sculptural, kind of all sorts artist, sculptural installation, sometimes video work, love videos. I studied my undergrad at Massey University a wee while ago now, and I met Kiani and Rita more recently when we all studied our masters at AUT together. We all finished last July, which is very exciting. So this has been all of our first shows directly off the masters, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, wonderful. And Rita, do you want to introduce yourself?
Kia ora, I'm Rita. I'm mainly a painter, but I do some like wood carving and like sound installation. I finished masters last year, and I guess my practice is kind of grounded in the everyday, the mundane, and like a softening of like the rigid, habitual rigidity within the everyday through painting and installation.
Beautiful. And you two plus Kiani Refa currently have a group exhibition on at Room titled GRWM, which draws from the online video genre Get Ready With Me, a viral video which offers this personal insight into people's everyday lives and routines, and into this public viewing sphere. I wanted to start this conversation by speaking to the premise of the show, as well as how this collaboration came about between you guys. So how did the three of you meet and come to making a show together, and what drew you guys to this collective investigation of Get Ready With Me as a premise for building a show together?
Well, like the first idea was, I remember me and Aria were in the studio, like deep into the exegesis, and I think I was kind of having an internal conflict, I guess, about if my paintings are like what it means to be curating your paintings, and if performing is inherently like inauthentic. And we were just talking about it and having a dialogue, and Aria was just like, why don't we just like lean into the performance?
I think my work looks quite heavily at this kind of ongoing, I call it sales theatre, like an embodied kind of dramaturgy that understands the kind of body as a performance vehicle for corporate gain. Yeah, really heavy hitting stuff. But performance is really, it's a huge part of my practice and of my everyday life. So I kind of mention it, I think, in my bio, but I'm also a retailer. I'm a really serious saleswoman.
Oh, very nice.
And so it kind of plays with that a little bit. But yeah, we were sitting down at lunch. Kiani was like sick as a dog, like absolutely sick as a dog, could not be at school. And yeah, we were both kind of just saying there's not, I mean, I'm a huge fan of both Rita and Kiani's practices. And we were kind of like, oh, we don't know if we see these kind of overlaps. And I think at the time, Rita was doing this beautiful painting of a bag. And yeah, the bag was kind of propped up on a sink. And it was really, it was large scale painting. And I was like, oh my God, what's, you know, I think we were just kind of gas bagging. We'd been like, I'm not on TikTok, but we'd been kind of laughing about, we'd been laughing about kind of TikTok trends. And I was like, what's in her bag? And then I was like, oh my God, there's something in that. I really love, as I was saying, kind of performance. And I think for me, it just like kind of goes straight to aerobicize. And these kind of cycles of like betterments and these kind of trends of physical kind of change and shift. And I thought it would be quite fun to, for the two of us, initially it was just the two of us, to work together on a show. And then we were like, hang on, let's phone a friend. And we called Kiani in. Kiani does these fantastic, and they can be quite staged and quite theatrical and quite cinematic. These beautiful paintings, usually in kind of monochromes. And we thought that would be an excellent addition to the show. So we kind of like hunkered down, finished the exegesis. And then after that, we were all like, okay, now's the time. And we, kind of threw the proposal together.
Yeah. And how did it feel kind of bringing this quite viral media performative thing and bringing it like into an art context? Mm-hmm. Like what about that kind of pairing was like interesting, and how does that kind of shift you?
Yeah. I mean, I think we see these kind of viral moments, and I think we see trends and cycles in art all the time. But I think, kind of shifting focus and really like honing in on, kind of current and contemporary, or the slipperiness of how do I even say this? Like the slipperiness of kind of exhibiting yourself in an everyday context, especially. And I think the kind of crux of this really was down to production methods. If we even think about like the production of content and creation of, content creators. And so as an artist, we use all different kind of forms of production or content creation, manufacturing. And so I think, shifting that kind of quite heavily produced format into something that's actually quite long form, like painting.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not a painter, but I know it takes you guys ages. Or for me, I was thinking about this just before when I was on my way over, like these kind of, a lot of my work I have to get fabricated. I usually go quite, I'm really ambitious. And I kind of go, like I've got this idea in my head and I want it to be like a blockbuster movie, but I am like not only the only actress, I'm also like the director, the cinematographer, the CEO of Vibes,
yes,
the editor.
I'm
doing the whole thing. And so, I think production method and kind of that content creation circulation and then really reflecting on identity, well, not even necessarily, I think it's more performed identity is how we kind of brought that viral moment into this show. Would you agree? I'm spitballing here.
Well, I guess like the reinvention of it all, of social media trends, I think, the repackaging of the self is like really brought into the space. It's nothing I've really touched on before in my practice. So bringing it into the space with Kiani's work and Aria's work, I think there's a full like cycle that's happening within the space.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I kind of think there's also some really like fun moments. Like I think, Kiani went quite like heavy on that kind of the moment look, and so really like pulled through, it's kind of like almost like a washed out brat green, which that green, close friends green, like really kind of looking at. And I think Kiani's hilarious to me because he just does these fantastic, really like quick fire, funny kind of Instagram posts. Like it's very like current or like whatever's currently happening. It's
yeah.
Very, like, just like regurgitating like whatever's currently on the mind, like it's really immediate,
like life post.
Yes, really. Yeah, that's what it's called. I'm like really showing my age here. But yeah, I think Kiani's very like immediate and very digital, and so it's I think between the three of us, there's kind of different ways that we really embodied these ideas of viral moments or trends or movements in different ways. Kiani's definitely got that kind of immediacy, and I think his paintings feel like that, like they kind of on the go.
Yeah.
And yours are definitely more meditative, but they're kind of, they're slightly sneaky combination of kind of production, methods of production and production in general. Yeah. And then, the kind of the ways in which we look at or adapt to contemporary life.
Yeah, I'm just now, I don't know, putting two and two together, but there's kind of a lot of similarities between like content creators and artists. Like, you're kind of like one woman showing
it.
Oh
my God.
You're doing like the behind the scenes, you're doing the thing, you've got to be your own like sales person half the time. I'm just being like, yeah, there's an overlap.
I was so mortified because I hate posting on Instagram. And I was like, oh my God, I'm my own promoter. Like, this show's only going to be as good as I can make it based on how I can rally the troops. And so I like went deep in the archives and was posting crazy on Instagram, like directly leading up to the show. And I was like, here's a back catalogue of every time I've ever been on an Exercycle and filmed in the last like 5 years, you know, like longer.
Yeah.
I think I'd used an Exercycle in an artwork. God, maybe 2018 or 2019. And I was like, here's every shot of me on an Exercycle ever. And I was like, boom, 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 bringing up the lead up. I was like, viral. And it felt kind of viral for a second. I was like, wow, I never posted. I was like, people love me.
And I'm like, viral.
I'm getting some likes, getting some attention.
I am the moment.
It's happening for me. It's all on.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, shifting to Rita and the work. You present this beautiful array of oil paintings within this body of work. The series of imagery of bags referencing that what's in my bag type video. However, I really love how you tease the viewer with objects out of sight, drawing them in but never fully revealing the contents of the bags, keeping the viewers in a kind of threshold of anticipation. Yeah, do you want to speak a little bit to this series of work and the thinking behind it?
I think bags were already kind of a motif throughout my work, especially in my collection of like master's paintings that I did. So yeah, I already had a lot of archived photos of bags in my everyday, and I think like that was a way of kind of inserting myself in my everyday moments. So I had that already, and so I started sketching a lot because my process is like I sketch to like, I guess, record the moment first, and then I do a series of watercolors, and then I do the oil painting. So throughout the process, like, a lot of the details kind of disappear or emerge, and so they have like a preliminary kind of effect in the end. Putting that kind of online kind of content through my kind of ritualistic practice was really interesting, and I guess rendering it through paint allowed a different kind of look into the what's in my bag trend.
It's almost like the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Painting such a slow, meditative process compared to that kind of quite viral, snappy, here's a snapshot or here's a thing of all the different things.
Yeah.
How did you find painting those things and how it, related to like your connection with the what's in my bag or your own context? Did it make you like kind of mull over the things?
Yeah, like I guess drawing it over and over again, it kind of felt intrusive a little bit, like because the objects are kind of peeking out of the bags and the paintings but not fully revealed. And yeah, that kind of made me think about that threshold area of like the in-betweenness of concealing and revealing, vulnerability and performance.
The thing that's kind of interesting is, I guess, they're also really permanent.
Mm.
Like, usually these moments are really fleeting. And I think, you know, Kiani and Rita's practices and this body of work kind of both really distill a moment that's usually meant to be up for 24 hours and 24 hours alone. And I guess the kind of sculptures do that as well. They're all just, you know, I'm now stuck with them. I think there's a kind of permanence that happens through, like, you're kind of permanently memorializing that ritual.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like,
exactly, yes. This sculpted, the molded canvases I did was a way of kind of sitting in that in-betweenness as well, making the objects inside the bag visible and, like, physically there but still ungraspable, and kind of exploring this question of if my everyday moments and scenes reveal more about who I am than the objects in the bag. So kind of playing with how, identity is and the self is presented in the everyday and in the genre of what's in my bag, I guess,
Yeah, my next question was going to be about that other series and those embedded forms, which you can't quite tell if maybe they're the actual object or something, but you can kind of, as you walk through the gallery space, kind of connect those dots. But they've got a real shift in the actual subject, like the imagery themselves. They're often of like landscapes and moments. Yeah, do you want to speak about that pairing of that actual imagery within the painting and then that embedded nature that you've input in there?
Yeah. Well, I did the bag paintings first, and it was like the mandarin kind of peeking out, the car keys peeking out. But I really, like, if I was a viewer, I'd be like, what's in the bag? What's in the bag? I really want to know. So I wanted to focus on the objects, but not fully, because there is that in-betweenness that the what's in my bag sits in. Kind of, I wanted to explore how these bags are kind of vessels for everyday identity, and they are with you throughout the day. So that's where the everyday scenes come from, and that's where my usual practice sits, like the everyday moments. So yeah, it was a perfect kind of combination of my usual practice and the meditations on the everyday and the social media trend aspect of the work, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. And now shifting over to you, Aria. In this exhibition, you present an installation of an at-home gym, shifting the gallery space into this actual home gym with various gym equipment, sculptures that you kind of, they lean into this kind of campy-esque quality, which I really love, through the harnessing of these objects such as chalices, as knee pads for ab circle pro, and recast dinner plates as barbells. Yeah. Do you want to speak a little bit to this body of work that you've shown?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I love performance. I love theatre, and I'm not very good at it. And so, I was kind of doing these sculptures and installations, it's a really easy way for me to kind of put something on the stage without being the focus. But
It is very set-like.
Yeah. And I love film and TV. And so much of what I kind of draw from is often, reality television. I love the confessionals when you're getting these kind of like supposedly unfiltered but highly produced moments of someone kind of coming clean about something. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, I work in retail, and so I really like blurring those retail logics. All of that black and steel was kind of made and fabricated with Stephen Brookbanks. It's amazing. So grateful for his support, because I just cannot make half of that stuff by myself, which is also a huge part of it. But that was all kind of designed to look like the shop that I manage. And so it's that black and steel, and it's quite sexy. It's kind of industrial. And I loved the Ab Circle Pro. I'd been thinking about, I love cycles, circular spins, motions, and the kind of idea of an object of desire being shown from all angles, and also that kind of cyclical moment and consumption, consumerism.
Yeah.
The Ab Circle Pro is kind of maybe not quite, and this is the thing I think with my practice in general, is, as I was saying before, I have to get a lot of it fabricated because I just don't have the physical skill myself, and there's always bumps along the way, and usually they're budget wise. And so that's when, I was like, okay, I have to quickly make these kind of patch jobs. And so we'd gotten halfway through the Ab Circle Pro, and it was kind of meant to look like a dinner plate. And I was going to cast these aluminium. I've done lots of aluminium casting before. These aluminium chalices from that I trade made them. But I was like, I'm going to get these knee pads made. And then I got some quotes done, and I was like, oh my God, I am not getting those knee pads made. So I was like, all right, Stephen, we're just going to whack the chalices on, and we'll just chop them off and see what happens.
Yeah.
And, it was the same with the barbell rack. And I had these big dreams of getting these. I'd collected all of these silver platters, and I really wanted them to be some aluminium. And then that didn't work. And then I ended up kind of being introduced to these people that make kind of food, fake food and props for film and TV and museums and malls, which
nice.
Is the dream job.
Yes.
And they suggested that they would make me some casts, because I was going to make some casts myself. And it was, I ended up with a short timeline and all of the classic making things. And so I ended up kind of casting them out of plaster and kind of haphazardly throwing them together. And so I think that's the story of a lot of my making, is these big dreams and these kind of failed ideas. And so all these failures, and these failures are really kind of crucial to the work. I think the gym equipment and these kind of rituals can often, you know, they only last so long. I think failure is really inherent in, unless you're insanely disciplined, which I don't think that many of us are. There's an end in sight to all of these trends. There's an end in sight to the availability or the potency of influences. Like, they, you know, it comes back around so quickly, and there's always an end in sight. And I think my kind of installation of sculptures, it sit right in that kind of end moment where it's right before something fails.
Also wanted to delve a bit more into the collaboration aspect of it. I know you guys went to uni together, but in this year, out of uni, how much like cross-pollination was occurring leading up to the show?
It was just Zooms and like DMs, which is like,
that's
so
quite funny.
Yeah, exactly.
That's quite on point.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, but also when we came into the space together, we found like really funny connections. Like, Aria did the plates, the fish plates, and I had a painting of fishes, and it was like the same like breed of fish almost. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also I did a painting of like the iPhone molded into the canvas with kind of meadow landscape, and Kiani had a painting of hay fever medication, so it was just like a comedic stuff happened.
But yeah, there were lots of nice, I think, connections that happened once we were in the space. But it was funny because we were all kind of remote. Like, Kiani had moved back up home to Whangarei and had done a lot of his paintings in his parents' garage up there, and Rita and me are so far apart because she's on the shore. But, you know, it's summer that we were kind of producing this, and so you get busy with friends and family. So it was mostly remote. And then it was really easy to kind of pull the overall hang together, because by the time we had all the work in, we were like, oh, there's so many connections. Mm. And so, yeah, I think quite often with practices like ours that look quite disparate, I think there are kind of easy connections. If you've got the time to spend kind of connecting the dots, and if you've got that kind of love for making connections.
Yeah, lovely. And bringing it out to a slightly wider position, lastly, I wanted to ask what your hopes are for audiences engaging with this exhibition.
I guess if they could analyse kind of how these online behaviours are reflected in the everyday encounter, I think just starting a dialogue will be really fun, because we have all these questions, but our work doesn't really answer them at all. It's just, you know, a discussion, I guess.
Yeah, I was thinking about that a lot at the opening, because especially, you know, when you've got a show that's kind of a mixture of practice and kind of types of work as well, I think it can be quite daunting. And I was really concerned with, you know, some of my co-workers that came, or my boyfriend's parents came up. And I think the big kind of takeaway that I really wanted was there are moments, I think, in the show that are quite serious, and then there are moments that aren't. And I think it's that real reminder that it's so fleeting, and it doesn't need to be. It's just not that deep. And it's a bit silly. Everything's a bit silly. And especially now that everyone's so digital, there's a real tendency to be super, super serious. And to really, you know, think about you and your impact. And I think the show is kind of, it does that in a sense, but it's also, it's kind of lighthearted. It's kind of, I mean, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Either it could be a moment of reflection, it could be a moment of humour, it could be a moment of recognising or acknowledging. But as long as, people come and have a nice jam and enjoy.
Like, the serious part I was thinking about is, I think everyone's trying to grasp at vulnerability and authenticity, and in whatever form, even if it's fake.
Real.
Yeah, like, I want people to like reflect on that, what's actually real, and if your presentation of yourself is actually real.
Yeah, and probably like labour. But yeah, like, how much goes into all of these moments, and how lasting they might actually be, and what that kind of greater impact is.
That was Aria McInnes and Rita Takeuchi speaking to me about their group show on at Room Get Ready With Me, which also includes work by Kiani Rifa. The show is on until the 11th of April, so be sure to go check that one out.